Lobo Nation, it's time for Longview Football on 106.5 Jack FM, live from Lobo Stadium. The second half of the season gets underway tonight as the number one team in the state, the Longview Lobos, host the Forney Jackrabbits in a District 7-5A Division I game. I'm Brian Houston along with Johnny Vaughn. The Lobos of Coach John King are 5-0 now, coming off a bye week after a hard-fought, emotional 21-13 win over Lancaster. By far the toughest game of the season for the Lobos. Longview led by running back Taylor Tatum, who's rushed for 621 yards and 13 touchdowns. Quarterback Jordan Allen has found Alabama commit Jalen Hale for 338 yards and five receiving touchdowns. Meanwhile, the Longview defense allowing just 8 points per game right now. Forney, coached by Jeff Fleener, 4-1 and 2-0 in district, tied with Longview for first place in the district. They dropped their season opener to Crandall, 58-55, and then reeled off four wins in a row. They're coming off a 41-21 win over Lufkin. They have scored two more points this year than Longview, have a very balanced attack featuring two running backs who each have over 400 yards rushing, and their defense gives up about 21 points a game. We'll come back and we'll talk to Johnny Vaughn about the keys to victory in 1 minute. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Longview won the toss, and they have elected to defer to start this ball game. So Forney's going to get the ball first. Jackrabbits and the Lobos playing for the very first time ever.
Yeah, you play a team that you've never seen before. So it's a lot like when you go in the playoffs, and you don't have a reference point, you know, whereas you generally go through your district, and you've played everybody a number of times, not this year with the change. And, of course, Forney's never played us either. But I think this will be or could be an interesting game.
Michael Fields will tee it up for the Longview Lobos, and we're about to get underway with game six of the 2022 season. Puts his foot into it, it's deep, and it's taken at the 4-yard line, a fair catch. And so it's going to be Forney's football, first and 10. Now a quick flip to the slot receiver, and he's dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Nice defensive play back there by number 48. And that's Laquavian Jackson, who bottled up the receiver, number 13, Ashton Ford, for a loss on the play of about 2 yards. So it's going to be fourth down and 5. Punter is back at his own 31-yard line. He puts his foot into it, Adolful. And it's Willie Nelson taking it at the 26 to the 20 to the 35, 40, 50-yard line into Forney territory and down at the 42-yard line. Willie Nelson with a great punt return. Lobos have the football after the timeout. 3rd and 6 on the Forney 14-yard line. Again, the drive set up by a 35-yard punt return by Willie Nelson. And so on this 3rd down and 6, they're huddling back up and trying to get a defensive signal. So let's blow the whistle and get this thing to play. All right.
They lined up with trips on the left side. Now they're back in the huddle. See if they change the formation.
They'll send two wideouts to the left. Hale will be in the slot to the left. I formation, Allen under center. Hand off up the middle. Tatum will walk into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Longview Lobos. 14 yards. That was just too easy.
Yeah, he just goes over the right side, and really there's no contact made until he got to about the 2-yard line. Must have been some kind of confusion or just great blocking, but he ran through it. Nobody touched him.
Then he dragged the last guy that touched him, he dragged him into the end zone with him. So Michael Fields will come on to try the extra point, and the kick is up, and it is good. And with 7:20 to play in the first quarter, Longview 7, Forney nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Michael Fields will kick it off to Forney. It's taken at the 5-yard line, a fair catch again. They're not going to return the ball. It's a personal foul face mask.
15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
They said Caden Brooks was guilty of the face mask. That's 15 yards. And it will give Forney a first down with 7:09 to play.
More importantly, they've gone from their 25-yard line out to the 40-yard line. So there's a lot more plays they can run.
Second down and 10. Forney at their own 40. Wings to either side. They'll hand it off. Osborne tackled in the backfield. He's going to be thrown down for a big loss back there. Was tackled by Tadarian Boone. Boone, as I mentioned earlier, get this, coming into the game, 4 interceptions, 33 tackles, 7 pass breakups, 4 tackles for loss, 2 defensive touchdowns, 1 punt block, 1 fumble recovery. And that's in 5 games.
Other than that, he hadn't done anything.
So the Jackrabbits are forced to punt. Kofi Adufo, wide receiver, also serves as their punter. He will be back at his own 31 to punt it. Willie Nelson had a nice punt return the last time out. This time, the punt. Nelson takes it again. Nelson at the 26. Nelson tackled right there. This time, good downfield coverage by the Forney Jackrabbits. And they will start at their own 27-yard line. Second possession of the night for John King's Lobos. They'll come out in the shotgun with two wide to the right side. Allen drops back. Lots of time. Fires a deep ball. Six. Downfield caught by number 7, Frederick Hawkins, who goes in for the touchdown.
Wow. What a throw. Right on the mark as Hawkins had beaten the secondary.
74 yards on just a straight bomb. Jordan Allen. That's unbelievable. Frederick Hawkins beat his man badly.
Just went right by the defensive back, and then Jordan Allen just dropped it on a dime, and there's the big score.
Lobos going up by 2 touchdowns, and Michael Fields on to try the extra point. It's up. And it's good. And with 5:51 to play in the first quarter, it's now Longview 14, Forney nothing. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Michael Fields lines up to kick it off after Longview takes a 14-0 lead. This time a high kick. Again, a fair catch made.
Forney's really having a difficult time trying to figure out what they can do on offense. So far, the Lobo defense has just stifled them.
And it's going to be second down and... Now check that, third down and 18 on the 17-yard line with 3 wideouts to the right side this time. Again, play action, back to throw. He'll fire it to the sideline, deep. It's intercepted. I think that's Willie Nelson at the 40, at the 30, at the 25, at the 24-yard line. And he is down right there. And it was Willie Nelson on the pick.
I can tell you, they made a big mistake there as they ran a fly route on the sideline, but Willie Nelson is, I mean, last year, this year, he's just a great center fielder, and you're just not going to hit that pass that deep without him not getting there, and he did, and he intercepted.
And it's a first down for the Lobos at the 14-yard line with 4:16 to play in the first quarter. They lead 14-0 over Forney. Allen under center this time. There's an I formation. Allen changing the play. He'll turn, hand it off to Tatum, who has a lane, and he's going to walk into this one. Touchdown, Taylor Tatum, his second of the night from 14 yards out again.
He's just too fast for their defense. Gets into the secondary, gets the score.
Well, I got to tell you, you got to give a lot of credit to, again, the Lobo offensive line, because he's not getting touched. Now, there's a huge lane for him, and it's just like it's drawn up on a chalkboard.
And once he gets past the line of scrimmage, they just don't have enough speed to control him, and he gets the touchdown.
And the extra point is good by Michael Fields, and with 3:57 to play in the first quarter, now it's Longview 21, Forney nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Michael Fields tried to kick the extra point. Something happened. I was looking down at the time, and apparently they made a 2-point conversion. So it is 22-0. Longview on top. And again, a fair catch by the kickoff return man. And that's number 8, Elijah Merkson. And so 22-0. Lobos leading with 3:57 to go. 2 wide out to the right. Handoff, Osborne. Osborne finds some running room. He's to the 40, to the 50, to the 40. It's a track meet, 30, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 20-yard line. 56-yard run by Javian Osborne.
Yeah, that was a nice run as he got to into the backfield, went to the sideline, but he was eventually chased down.
Second down and 13 now on the 20 for Forney with 2:57 to go in the first quarter. Payne back in the game, fires deep into the end zone. The ball's caught out of bounds and a flag goes down. That's going to be interference against Longview, I guess.
I think it's maybe against them. I thought I saw him push off. We'll see.
Drake Mayfield was the defender back there. Now let's see if it's offensive or defensive pass interference. Payne just dropped back, threw it straight to the right side, the corner of the end zone. And now there's a discussion. I thought if he caught it out of bounds from where I saw it. Now we have another conference as they try to sort all this out. Forney says it's a touchdown. Now let's see on the replay that we're looking at in the monitor. The ball was thrown as a fade. And it was a touchdown. If it stands, you got to give him credit. Number four, Ronnie Harrison.
We'll be assessed on the kickoff.
That is a touchdown.
Okay.
All right. 20-yard touchdown pass from Payne to Ronnie Harrison, the 6'6 wide receiver. And now they will try the extra point to try to get it to within 22-7. Asher Wall is the kicker. John King out talking to the officials, wants to know what happened back there. He's out at the numbers. And apparently he's not real thrilled with the call.
I would say so, since he's at the hash mark almost.
Holding the defense and the touchdown. So they changed the call, and the penalty is going to be assessed on the kickoff. Whatever it was against Longview, and a touchdown stands. Newell will kick the extra point. Snap is back, kicks up, and it barely gets across the crossbar. It's good, and it is now Longview 22, Forney 7. And you are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. And they try a kick to the right side, and it's taken at the 28-yard line, coming to the 30 and going down right there. The quarter is over, and at the end of one, Longview 22, Forney 7. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. The Lobos have the ball to open the second quarter, fourth down and 8 at the Forney 39. Allen will drop back to throw. They'll fire it over the middle. The ball's off the hands of Jalen Hale as the defensive back, number 9, Seth Hyder, was bearing down on him. I think he might have made a business decision there.
Yeah, really? I think you're right.
He went right over the middle, and he knew he was going to get drilled. And so now it's going to be third down and 7 for Forney at the Longview 49-yard line.
You'd think that they would go to Harrison on this play. They need the first down, and he's the big receiver to go to.
Harrison's lined up on the right side this time on third down and 7. Payne flushed out of the pocket. Now he's going to run, and he's sacked. Blown up back there by number 4 to Darian Boone. Willie Nelson will be back to take the punt. Settles under it at the 22, and he's immediately tackled right there. And they're up 22-7. They'll turn and hand it off. This time, it's Johnson into the secondary. Check that. We'll check it here. 50. Yes, it is. Elijah Johnson all the way to the 50-yard line. 29-yard gain by Elijah Johnson. I think the Lobos could run all night long.
I mean, Elijah Johnson is kind of amazing. He didn't get as many carries, but I'm telling you, he's as deadly as you can get.
7:20.
You can't say enough about the offensive line for Longview. Every year, Coach King, some way or another, puts together great offensive line.
Second and one at the one. Turn, handoff, Tatum walks in. Touchdown, Longview. That was easy. His third touchdown of the night.
Taylor Tatum takes it in for a low
boat. 1 yard run. And Michael Fields will come on to try the extra point. And I'm going to keep my eyes on this time.
Yeah,
I don't get fooled on a two-point try or something. Seventy-seven-yard drive. Fields puts his foot into it. The kick is up, and it's good. And with 7:02 to play in the first half, now it's Longview 29-47. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Michael Fields kicks it off following the Longview touchdown. It's taken at the 10, 15, 20 to the 22-yard line. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Running backs lined up on the right side of Brent Payne. Play action. And now he's going to step up and run, and he goes down. Sacked. Dropped back there by number 96, Omarion Watkins again.
Omarion Watkins.
Boy, he creates some havoc up the middle, doesn't he?
No kidding. He was back there about the same time the ball got to the quarterback.
Blocking the back. It's called against Longview. So that will move the ball back and not be the most desirable field position for Longview. They'll spot it at the 16-yard line. And Allen will roll to his left. Fires a deep ball left side. Hale catches it at the 50. Steps out of bounds right there. That's going to be a gain of 35 yards and a first down, Longview. He just put some air under it, and Hale was wide open down the left sideline. Tatum bounces it outside. Gets a block. He's going to the 32. Out of bounds at the 31-yard line. 12 yards on the carry.
You know, part of the problem is that we've got two outstanding backs, but Taylor Tatum is just so fast, and they just defensively don't have the speed to stop him.
First and 10 on the 20 for Longview in 40 territory. Play action, rolling out left side. Allen caught it by Elijah Johnson at the 5. Breaks a tackle, gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Longview.
Roll to the left, hits the fullback in the flat, and the score for the touchdown.
20-yard pass to Elijah Johnson. Second touchdown pass of the night for Jordan Allen. And with 1:22 to go in the first half, Longview extending that lead to 35-7 with the extra point to come. They have controlled this first half. Snap is back. Fields puts his foot into it. It's good. And with 1:22 to go in the first half, Longview now 36-47. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Fields will kick it off from his right to his left. High kick. Taken at the 5. Now they're going to return it to the 10. 15. Made a move. 20. 22-yard line. And down he will go. And on third down, play action, quick screen to the right side, caught out to the 25, breaks the tackle, gets out of bounds, and then is blown up on the sideline right in front of the Longview bench by number 40. That's Jose Soto with 47 seconds to go, and 40's going to have to punt the football. So Longview will get the ball one more time. And Adolfo kicks a low punt that bounces. I think it might have tossed. Did it touch Longview?
I think it touched.
Forney thinks it's their ball. Looks like it might have touched Buda Garrett.
That's what it looked like to me.
And that's what it is. It's going to be Forney's football with 38 seconds to go. As they were trying to get away from the football, it did apparently touch. I don't know. Looking at the replay, I don't know if it touched him or not. But it's going to be tough for the officials to make that call, and they don't have the benefit of replay. Okay, the kicking team touched it, so it is going to be Longview's football with 38 seconds to go. So 8.6 seconds to go in the first half. It'll be third down and 10. Now we'll see if John King just says, this is run it and get the heck out of here. I'm tired of looking at this. We'll see. Second and 10. Allen drops back to throw. A lot of time. Deep ball left side. Caught at the 10. Couldn't get out of bounds. Call timeout. At the 8-yard line, Jalen Hale. That's a 38-yard catch with 0.8 seconds to go. The ball's going to be spotted at the 21. It's a 31-yard field goal try. Snap is back, kicks up, and it's good. And at the end of the half, Lobos tack on three more. And they lead it at halftime, 39-7 over the Forney Jackrabbits. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with the Eastman Credit Union Halftime Show. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. And it's a high short kick taken, muffed at the 33. Ball's loose. Who's going to come up with it? The Forney Jackrabbits.
Whoa,
that's not the way to start the second half. Brent Payne at quarterback. Drops back, throws a deep ball left side. 50-50 ball. Was it caught? It was caught at the 1-yard line by that giant, Ronnie Harrison. He just threw it up for grabs, a 50-50 ball, and, I mean, he laid it right in there. And
it
was picked off. You're right. It was picked off. Good positioning there. I missed who got it.
I thought it was Willie Nelson.
I think you're right. He had inside position on Harrison. It looked like Harrison had just reached over and caught the ball over him. But it looks like Willie Nelson came up with the interception.
What a fine interception.
Well, Longview's going to have the ball. That's the good news. They didn't end up giving a score up off of that muffed kickoff return. Hand off up the middle. Tatum. Tatum to the 10. Tatum to the 15. Tatum still running at the 20. 25. And he's going to go down at the 27-yard line. He is so explosive.
Yeah, I mean, he's just amazing.
26-yard gain and a first down Lobos. And so the Lobos will punt. Michael Fields comes on, bounces, and then takes a big Forney roll all the way back into midfield and back into the Longview territory where it's finally going to die at the 48-yard line. So that ended up being pretty ugly. Lobo defense holds again, and Forney's going to have to punt the football. Line of scrimmage, the 49, snap back under heavy pressure. Ball takes a Forney roll from the 25, rolls down, still rolling at the 10. They'll down it at the 10-yard line. Second down and 9 for Longview. Quick pass out to the right side, Allen to Hale. Hale turns it up the field, gets the first down, still running, gets run out of bounds at the 47-yard line. 22 yards on the cane.
I don't think this is much of an exaggeration. Every team that we've ever had, the offensive line has gotten better and better and better as the year has gone on. And the case is that this year also.
39-7, Longview on top of Forney. They're in the I formation again with two tight ends. Hand off to the tailback. Washington to the 5, into the end zone, touchdown. 17-yard run by Kelvin Washington.
That play right there is an example of when you play this physical front, and Forney on that play just really didn't have the umph when Washington came through the line of scrimmage. I mean, taking nothing away from the run, but you could just tell that their defensive front feels beat up at this point.
Well, they've been mashed on pretty good tonight. Fields will try the extra point. It's up, and it's good. And with 4:10 left in the third quarter now, Longview leads at 46-7 over Forney. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. With 4:10 to go in the third quarter, and Fields kicks off. Fair catch called for by the return man, number 8, Elijah Merkson for Forney. Fourth down, and here comes the punt team again. Snap is back. Idofu will put his right foot in. Boy, he barely kicked. I don't think that thing was 3 inches off the ground, and it rolled all the way and died at the 50-yard line. That was the weirdest punt I've ever seen. And
plus, he hit the very end of the ball.
So Fields comes out to punt with 1:37 to play in the third quarter. It's been all Longview all night.
Michael Fields to punt.
Ooh, cool. Fields with high snap, gets over his head. Fields has to race back to pick it up. Now he's got to go run. He's going to run toward the sidelines, throws the ball. That's going to be an incomplete pass, except it probably was, I'm surprised they don't have a flag for grounding.
I think, especially since he threw it with his left hand.
Yes.
And there wasn't anybody close.
At the end of the third quarter, we go to the fourth. Longview leading it, 46-7 over Forney. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Fourth and two, Lobos in the tight formation. I with fullback. No, not another whistle, please. Dear Lord, stop. Yet another penalty against Longview.
One play, false start.
Another false start penalty.
5 yard
penalty. There's something to work on this next week.
And they'll hand it off. Breaking, almost getting the first down, but not quite enough. He came up a yard short, and that was number 35, Jonathan Lee. And so the ball's going to go over on downs from the 43-yard line. Payne back to throw on third down and 12. Gets hit as he throws. The pass is almost intercepted by number 16, Drake Mayfield.
The actuality is they're still playing against the first bunch of Forney, and they're making yards. I mean, Soto's been great. Lee's been great.
From the
Washington has been.
Absolutely. Third down and three. I formation. Hand off to Lee, who got hit in the hole, spun, gained maybe a yard. Now they say that there was a fumble, and Forney says they got the football. Let's see if they do. Right up the middle goes Lee. Did the ball come out? I can't tell. Looks like it might have. Yes, it did. I see it came out, and Forney got it. And gains maybe a yard falling forward, and that's probably going to be the last play of the game. We're at 9-8,
and
the clock's just running away, and that's going to be the last play of the game. Longview Lobos win it tonight by a score of 46-7. They go to 6-0 on the year, 3-0 in district play. Jeff Fleener and the Forney Jackrabbits fall to 4-2. They have a four-game winning streak snapped, and they fall to 2-1 in district play. We're going to come back with the post-game show brought to you by the law offices of Sorey and Hoover as Longview wins it tonight 46-7. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.